We're gathered here in Fort Pierce at the ARS Center to work with the other funding agencies to look at ways we can be more efficient with our funding model, that we can coordinate our funding cycles, looking really a brainstorming session to see if there's any ways we can improve our process to fund the best projects around the country to solve HLB for the industry.
What's the possibility or the likelihood of that happening coming out of this meeting?
Right. I expect some very small steps, just some better communication among the funding agencies between CRB, CRDF here in Florida, the USDA MAC group, and of course NEFA that's embedded in the Farm Bill that's been so important to our funding cycles over the years. I think we've reinvigorated the communication channel between the agencies and possibly syncing up our cycles to have more transparency as researchers submit projects to be considered for funding.
I think one of the thoughts is no one gives up their own autonomy in what they choose to fund. Is that correct?
It's clear that each of the funding agencies have separate and distinct directive. Each funding agency will maintain their own distinct priorities because they're very different, short-term Florida versus California. So we need to be mindful of that, but we want to make the process easier for our customers, which are the researchers and, of course, the citrus growers of Florida who are so anxious for a solution to this disease.
This week, meaning this isn't the end of it, nothing's going to all be solved right here today, correct?
Exactly. It's going to be a long-term process, just how we can be more efficient. That's the name of the game, and look at our current processes and see how we can improve it. And we're committed to seeing that through for the long term as we work together.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.